Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for yet another weekend. We are going to overview the charts for the week of September 2nd to the 6th. 5 days of action-packed conversation. People think that, well, after summer vacation, where things aren't very exciting, we'll have more exciting stuff. We've had exciting stuff, folks, all summer, because the folks at Talkers.com are very clever and creative, and so are the people hosting good talk radio programs around the country, and that's what we survey here. So Michael Harrison, who's responsible for Talkers.com, someplace that those who love this format ought to go every day to check out what's happening with the format and the stations and the hosts, a lot of juicy gossip and stories about comedy. It's just a really kind of fun place to go to check what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television. Michael has the top 10 stories and people to enumerate for us now.
Thank you very much, Doug, and here we go. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we had this week the season opener of the National Football League, and a lot of talk about the injury settlement that was the latest in their nonstop parade of legal matters. At number 8, we have the Bill Clinton vegan flap. And Anthony Weiner's heckler incident came in at number 7. We must keep Anthony Weiner out there.
I think we need to keep Bill Clinton and Anthony Weiner out there.
Oh, yeah.
Together.
Well, you know, these guys, they certainly do know how to create interesting conversation, don't they?
They do.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Number 6, American race relations. At number 5, the aftermath of the Miley Cyrus incident. At number 4, the Common Core controversy. At number 3, implementation of Obamacare. Number 2, the G20 summit. And number 1, Congress debates Syria action. On the People survey, we have at number 10, Bill Clinton. At number 9, Anthony Weiner. Rand Paul is 8. Nancy Pelosi, 7. Number 6 is Miley Cyrus. John McCain at number 5. Vladimir Putin at number 4. Bashar al-Assad at 3. John Kerry at 2. Number 1, Barack Obama.
All right. So I'm, as a student of this business and having been in it, probably we could argue if there were 10 people, maybe even 5 people on the list, I'm probably in that senior group. And the only reason I bring it up is because I am looking askance at some of the news about our brethren each week in Talkers at Talkers.com. There are always articles about hosts and what they're up to, what they're doing. And I sort of with pride, Michael, look back at what you and I have talked about and covered here for Talkers Magazine. Been in business for pretty much as long as I've been doing the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and this radio show has been on the air for a long time as well. And I think of the comings and goings of some of these folks, where they come from, what they have done to gain attention, why they have radio programs. I'm thinking of a couple of women, actually, because I think there ought to be more women doing this than are. I used to not care much for Mandy Connell on the air, and I think it was because she didn't sound like she really got it. And 3 or 4 stations later, she's quite a good talk host. And I was thinking that of Martha Zoller and who else? Helen Glover, who just got fired from her job in Providence. She started as, somehow or other, she got everybody's attention because she was on Survivor. But isn't it interesting? The reason I bring it up is because I would like your reflection on who you've watched over the years get better and better and better. And the survivors, obviously, by definition, have to be getting better or they wouldn't survive. Am I right?
No. Some of them were just damn good when they started.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, do you think Rush Limbaugh's gotten better?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I don't. Maybe to a point. No, I don't think he's better. Matter of fact, I don't think he's as good as he was when he, you know, in the first 5, 6, 7 years when it was really an entertaining program. I don't know that I was thinking about the national people as much as I was thinking about some of the locals.
I think better is a really, really subjective term. We all get better with life experience. I'm going to twist this a little bit on you because my view of it is a little different. But I'm going to answer the question, you know, from my own perspective. I think the worst thing that a talk show host could possibly have going for him or her is not a lot of depth in terms of life experience. Because when you're on talk radio, you're on all for hours and hours, day after day, week after week, hopefully month and year and decade after decade. you start to really become transparent. You become quite obvious to your listeners as to what you're about.
Right.
And it doesn't take long before a lack of life experience is exposed. So I think that the longer you do it and the more life experience you have, the better you are. But that's an imperceptible way. That's kind of a subtle aspect to it, but it's really more important than how funny you are, how clever you are, how you keep the conversation going, your mechanics. There's so many things that go into being good. But if you, you know, don't quite have that wisdom, that thing that sets you apart of why someone should spend time listening to you, then you sound amateurish. You sound like a kid. You sound, and that's why young people don't make it as easily in talk radio as they do
right.
in music radio.
Yeah.
So I think life experience is a key component, and the longer you do it, the more you have. And it's a tough business, radio. So you really get a lot of life experience behind the scenes being in this business.
Yeah. All right. I think that you, in your manipulative way, but in a wonderfully positive manipulative way, have turned it around. I think we're both saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, because it is life. Maybe when I made reference to Mandy, for example, because she was fairly young. I don't know how old Martha was when she got started. She had a bunch of life experiences. I'm using those two. Maybe it's not fair to use those two. I could come up with dozens. We both could come up with dozens and dozens of people. I'm thinking right now, however, of one person that I will not name because I don't want to embarrass him. He has tried to, and is on a number of stations. He's very young, pretty egotistical. He reminds me of the young guy who gets money fast and wears a silk shirt until it's tattered and no longer can wear the silk shirt and can't afford another one.
Right.
You know what I'm this guy
I think
is,
I know who you mean, but I'm not going to get involved in that.
No, I don't want to
I'm
talk
not
about
here to make enemies.
No, no, I'm not either. That's why I didn't mention his name. I could easily mention his name,
right.
but I don't want to.
You know, I think there's a trend as bias right now in our society and the media between the young and the old in terms of the media. I'm not talking about average people. Average people live their lives. They have their grandparents. They have their grandchildren. They love each other. They're nice. But in the media, there's a tremendous amount of age bias.
Yeah.
And it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. The older folks think the young people today have their heads in a place that I cannot say.
And the
young
in the sand.
Today, young people today think they've discovered everything that has ever existed and
right.
that old people don't know what's going on. Now, maybe it's always been this way, but it seems profound to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to allow my age bias to get in the way of judging young people on the way up because I'm interested in the future of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do believe that you got to pay your dues if you want to sing the blues, and you know it don't come easy.
Uh-huh.
You know, Ringo Starr, that
yeah.
song says it all.
Yeah.
And this is a medium you need to have. You got to have your act together.
Yeah.
Even if you're wrong, you have to be wrong for the right reasons. I mean, there's a lot of opinion here, too. But some of the young people today just don't have that worldliness. They don't have references. They don't know about movies, books, literature, history. They're quick to say, that was before my time.
Don't very, know much very, about history.
Right.
Don't know
well,
much about
you know,
putting into
so
music.
Say,
yeah.
There is a lot of age bias in the media from both sides of the on both sides of the age aisle.
Yeah. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. We progress into the world of sports talk radio in a moment here on The Countdown.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guaranteed period for price match. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with my friend Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. One of the things that a lot of people in the industry are talking about, especially right now, the reference here to the number 9 item, the NFL, the season opening up. Wow. An explosion of talk radio, news talk radio being pushed aside for sports talk radio. And the excitement of the football season opening and there must be 100 more stations now doing sports talk than there were a year ago at this time.
I would say so, yeah. I think about 100 more. And I think it's at the saturation point. I don't think it's going to grow much more than this because it's awfully big.
Yeah.
And look, sports are big in America, all sports, especially the big four, you know, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. And now you have Major League Soccer starting to grow, and there's always an interest in tennis and golf. Mm-hmm. Sports is big stuff.
Yeah.
But football, the NFL as an organization is a phenomenon that mm-hmm. business students should study, media students should study. There's so much there. Football has such an impact on our culture that it is a profoundly popular cultural phenomenon.
It really is, and makes for great discussion because of the excitement around the people's lives that are involved in it. But the broadcast play-by-play of the games themselves, hundreds of millions of dollars at stake on a lot of these sports talk radio stations carrying. I mean, you can find a game, it's kind of like television now. You can find games from all over the country, all over the place, on sports talk radio stations.
No question about it. And as I said, it's fascinating to view it from a capitalism point of view, business, sports, entertainment, big stuff.
Is it the challenge here is to decide whether the people in Baltimore want to listen to a Seattle game or not. I guess it means as much as anything else. Right? The games are up there for you to take them down. Or are there, remember the old days when we were getting started, it was, I think Mutual had the football game. There was one football game that would be on the radio and one on television, and that was it.
Well, that's a microcosm of everything. Look at all the different choices we have from all over the world in terms of media, stations, outlets, channels. It's a fractured world, very different than the world we grew up in.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, so there it is, an overview of some of the excitement, some of the things you can follow. If you go to talkers.com and catch up on all the things you may be interested in reading about the convention, another gathering of hosts for a day in Los Angeles this time coming up next month, that's profiled there, and there'll be a lot of it on Talkers Television. It's really a kind of a coming of age for our format, and that's why this program is as important as it is. The program is called The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the publisher and editor at Talkers.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, now happy to present Michael Levine, the founder of the Levine Communication Office, big PR firm in Beverly Hills, also the founder and the contributing editor to the LBN Alert, Daily Stories. This is one heck of a publication. I use it all the time for the work and conversation I have on the air, because there's a great summary in there of lots of the gist of the people and the stories, and it covers pretty much the gamut of things that you want to know. So you might want to read up on what's going on. Daily LBN Alert. Go to lbnalert.com. So, Michael Levine, I think we need to spend our time this weekend talking about the PR game that those who make war involve themselves in. And the beginning of that, I suppose, when you're thinking about the United States going in and sending Tomahawk missiles and trying to target military positions in Syria, the Syrians turning it around and say, we are warmongers. This is after the people in their country are gassing hundreds of people, killing thousands of people, but we're warmongers. But yet, in the international scheme of things, we are not popular because we do present this image. And so I guess I wonder if you think, A, there's a desire to change that, and B, if that's the case, how do we do it? We sure as heck don't do it by sending 100 Tomahawk missiles over to Syria, do we?
I think you ask a whole series of great questions.
I'm good at that, Michael. I apologize.
Well, you are. You are very good at it, but I'd like to add a question to your question.
Okay.
Can anyone listening to the show name 1 ounce of good that has been done in this crisis by the United Nations?
None. Zero.
Exactly.
Next.
I don't understand in these international conflicts, right? The United Nations was formed in 1945 to help resolve international conflict. This is an international conflict. Why are we yet again left for America to sort it out? I'm tired of it, frankly. President Obama's point about it being moral may be true. We are broke.
Yeah.
America has no more money to go and spend on noble causes throughout the world while China builds its infrastructure to a 21st century infrastructure. We have no more money.
And the Saudis who have all the money are the ones that are fueling a lot of this stuff. They're happy to have us fight their war for us.
Well,
we pay them all kinds of money for their oil, and they sit there and laugh at us because we do their dirty work.
I don't understand for the life of me what the UN does.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
In any significant way, or any way. Forget about significant, insignificant. Mm-hmm. I know of nothing that they're doing. This is a problem that should be resolved by the international community, not by the United States of America. Again, does anyone believe that the $1 trillion that America spent over the last decade in Iraq was a good investment?
No.
I don't know of one American with an IQ over 90 that asked, do you think that the investment of $1 trillion in Iraq in the last decade was a good investment?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know one American.
Well, somebody who's running a military-industrial complex would think it was because they made a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah, people are making Humvees and planes and bombs and stuff, rifles. They think it was great for them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, it is true that once upon a time there was a morally reprehensible, disgusting, vile leader in the Middle East called Saddam Hussein, but it is not America's prerogative alone to remove him.
Mm-mm.
Let somebody, you know.
Let George do it. Is that the old expression? Steve or Ralph or whoever it is, yeah. Not us. Michael Levine, who comes to us from Los Angeles on the countdown from the Levine Communication Office, and also, as I've extolled the value and virtue of the LBNEalert.com, check that out every day for an update on some important news that you probably won't get anywhere else. Michael Levine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending on September the 6th, first week of the ninth month. Wow, things are hot here. Number one item is Syria. Talk host Ro Khan and Richard Roper talking to Newt Gingrich about the Senate Foreign Relations Committee's resolution and what chance Gingrich thinks that it has of getting through Congress.
Do you think that John Boehner can get the votes in the House of Representatives to go along with what he says is the right plan, which is a missile strike or some sort of
action? I have no idea, and I don't think it's John Boehner's job. I think when you get to a national security issue of this kind, it's the president's job to convince the country, and by convincing the country to convince the Congress. When I was the Republican whip when we had the vote on Desert Storm in 1991, and it was a very challenging moment, and we thought we could take dramatically more casualties than we did, as a matter of fact. And we made very clear to our members that even though you had a Republican president in George H.W. Bush, this was a vote of conscience. And you had to look at the record, you had to look at the situation, you had to decide, based on your oath to uphold the Constitution, what did you think was the right thing to do for America. Now, you know, I think that's the right way to approach it.
And what do you think the right thing is to do, Newt?
Well, I'm personally very, very skeptical. First of all, if you watch their testimony, it is absurdly internally contradictory. You have... Kerry yesterday at one point saying there'll be no boots on the ground. Then he says, well, I can imagine circumstances where there'll be boots on the ground. Then he has Senator Corker point out to him that he just violated his own no boots on the ground. He went back to say, well, I didn't really mean to say what I just said. I guess I was just thinking out loud. Well, I have to tell you, if I were a member of Congress, having a Secretary of State on a matter of war think out loud would not encourage me to vote yes.
So, Mr. Gingrich, are you saying if there is some sort of strike executed, are your concerns that whatever the retaliation is, whether it comes from Syria or whether it's a strike against Israel, that this will escalate into something where the United States will have boots on the ground?
I'm saying I think it's so incoherent as a policy right now that it, you know, we've been through, just think about it. 1983, we go into Lebanon. We lose 280 some Marines and we pull out. We go into Iraq twice, once for 10 years. We're in Afghanistan. We went into Libya. At what point do you say, okay, maybe we should take a deep breath and think about what's going on out there? Neither side in Syria is a pro-American side. That's what people need to understand. In many ways, the rebels are more viciously anti-American and viciously anti-Christian than Assad is. And so this is not a place where you get to pick between good guys and bad guys. You have bad guys and worse guys.
Here's talk host Arthur King with military analyst Colonel David Hunt. They discuss the mistake that may be made by us getting involved in Syria.
What is your take on proposed military intervention in Syria?
That's a big mistake.
Why?
Be the third war in within 12 years in the Middle East. It's a punishment. If the only thing it could possibly be is a punishment, it's punishing a nation is bad policy. There's no end game here. There's no, we're not hearing a word about unintended consequences, which they always are. Every time you do an aggressive act against another nation or another person, you drive a car into something, let alone shoot whatever number of cruise missiles they're going to choose to shoot. And the intelligence that the United States government is publishing is weak. It is not a strong case. I've read it. Anybody can read it. It's a four-page PDF that hems and haws but doesn't get it said. And this you have to – I look at this incident through the prism of Iraq, WMD, which weren't there, period. And the last debacle we had in Benghazi, and who benefits from an act like this? It's counterintuitive for a guy winning a war to do the one thing that would guarantee U.S. involvement. But I think for the amount of money, the consequences, we kill a couple of Russians on and on and on. Destabilization going on the side of Al Qaeda and all the other reasons. Like it's just bad policy. It's a bad decision. He's backed into a corner of the president and coming out with the answer of cruise missiles. Why is it that, and this is prescient intelligence. We never see this. 1,439 people are dead. Where did that come from? And 400 children. Are killed. It's a bad thing. But all of a sudden, 1,400 is enough to get us involved on the side of Al-Qaeda, which is part of the, and the Muslim Brotherhood, which is part of the rebels. How are we doing this with a clear head? I just totally disagree with it.
Up next, more opinion and reaction to Syria and the resolution for military action that's being shopped around, if you will. A lot of talk radio and talk television conversation. We'll have it up next here as we continue on the Countdown Show.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10%, 15%, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell.
And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Radio. In a review, Doug Steffen here with the stats, and Syria comes up as number one on the countdown. From our affiliate, WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, host Scott Slocum talks to Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who thinks we ought to definitely act against Syria. The president doesn't need to wait for approval from Congress, so he's a Republican in the minority. Here's the Scott Slocum conversation.
One side of me, Congressman, says let's get out all together. The other side says, you know, we need to stay in there to keep control over it, or they could all, you know, accumulate and acquire nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction. I mean, there is no right or wrong answer in this serious situation, is there?
I think it is essential that we send a message that the use of chemical weapons will not be unpunished. I think it is essential that we even go further and arm the moderate rebels. There are very good moderate secularist rebels that are fighting the Assad regime. The problem is of course, there are al-Qaeda rebels as well, and there's no command and control that the West has been able to implement or has tried to implement that would favor the moderates over the extremists, and therefore, of course, the extremists who do the most violent things are able to sometimes take control of situations because the moderates don't have the backing of the West.
Congressman, as far as what the president did this weekend by putting off a strike, asking Congress to come sort it out, was that a political move? What did he do when he did that?
Look, I think that was a political move. I think it made him look weak. I believe that the president does not need to come to Congress under the War Powers Act. The War Powers Act gives him 60 days to do something without Congress, and it was not meant to prevent the president from doing any military action anywhere. It was intended to prevent the president from drawing us into another Vietnam, like, you know, happened obviously during Vietnam, which is what this came from. So I think the president would have been far better off, and I'm sure he wishes he would have now, by striking Syria and then the next day coming out and saying, this is what I did and this is why. Just like what Ronald Reagan did in 1986 when we basically get a news flash and he goes on television and says, I just bombed Muammar Gaddafi, and here's why I did it. The same thing when he invaded Grenada, when we invaded Panama, during the strikes in Bosnia. I mean, this is not unprecedented for a president to strike a country to send a message or to achieve a limited objective without coming to Congress.
You said you will vote in favor of an airstrike on Syria. You hear a lot of people talk about, look, we've fought enough wars over the years, we need to take a step back. But you're saying taking a step back, especially here at this point in the Middle East, is a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, I'm saying this. I know we're all tired of war. I've fought in both wars, so I'm as tired of them as anybody. But at a time when we literally are helping to be part of shaping a world that's going to look somehow what it's going to look like in 50 or 100 years, I don't want to look back in 50 years and say that we stepped away at the most crucial time in American and world history simply because we were too fatigued. I don't think we have the ability to be fatigued, because to whom much is given, much is required. So, yeah, I'll be voting to give him authorization. You think of how Cameron looks right now when his parliament rejected his requirement. It makes him look weak. The president put out a red line, which I agree with, frankly. And when the president puts out a red line, America's credibility is at risk, not just the president. The president represents the United States of America when he leaves this country, whether you like the president or whether you don't.
Here's Talk Host Avi Nelson with a focus on Senator Edward Markey, who replaced John Kerry in the Senate. He was the only member of the Foreign Relations Committee to vote present as the resolution was being discussed to strike Syria.
This is an inexcusable abrogation of responsibility. Here's a guy who prattled on about all the years that he's put in and service in the Congress. What is it, 37 years or something? Or 370 years, something like that. He's been in office and all the experience he has. And now comes the first major test, and he's absent. He votes present. I don't get it. We're having a spirited debate here as to whether it's yay or nay. But good heavens, you have to come down on one side if you are a senator. Now, those of us who aren't, I suppose we can say, gee, I haven't made up my mind yet. But when you have the resolution in front of you and it's your time to vote, 17 of the 18 members of that Foreign Relations Committee were able to cast a vote. Not all in agreement. It was 10-7. And now we have 10-7-1. Ed Markey. He'll resign. That's grounds for resignation, don't you think? After all, you know, if he can't discharge his responsibility, bad enough he doesn't read things. But if he can't even bring himself to figure out which side he's on, what do we need him there for? How is he representing us? Can you imagine if they had all voted present? Wouldn't have gotten very far. He says he's concerned that it's going to cause more military involvement in Syria. Well, if you think that way, Ed, then vote no. In fact, it seems to me it makes more sense that until you're convinced about the use of force in Syria, that any resolution ought to get a no vote from you.
Here's some talk radio caller reaction to the situation we are presented with in Syria and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee's resolution for military action.
For all those who don't want to get involved, I would suggest they go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and take a look at evil. And I think this rises to that occasion. I think that when good men stand by and do nothing, evil flourishes. And a strike on Syria's chemical weapons facilities, and who knows? You know, we have bunker busters. I would imagine Bashar Assad is really a little nervous right now because, you know, could be maybe there's an Israeli spy traveling around with him, knows where he's at. You know, next thing you know, stealth bomber flies over, drops a bunker buster, game over. Evil flourishes while good men stand by and do nothing.
Well, this is sort of like if the Russians floated a boat down along the Korean Peninsula and started shooting missiles at Seoul. We would totally go nuts. Syria is an ally, a traditional ally of the Russians. They're sort of in their sphere of influence. We should leave that alone. And if you see your enemies fighting each other, just stand back and let them kill each other. You know, if we're going to get involved with this, we got to start the draft up because this is going to suck everybody in. It's going to be extremely nasty. And I just think Obama's doing this because he's opened his mouth where he shouldn't have. This could even be possibly creating a situation where he would be able to, you know, just stay in power beyond 2016. So this is just an absolute crazy mess, and we just thought to just pass on this one.
What happened over there in Syria is a tragedy, but the United Nations has not sanctioned this. Now, the President of the United States and the Congress should be more concerned about the returning veterans from war, the homeless people, the people losing their homes, and the people out of work in this country. Take care of America first. then we will think about helping other people.
I got a couple kids over there, and I don't want to lose them for nothing. And this is a bar fight, and the best thing you can do in a bar fight is turn around and walk away. You know, it's just, this is something that you walk away from. It doesn't have anything to do with us, and we need to move along and bring our kids back.
Up next, we check with Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He's the legal attorney. We'll talk about whether we can legally go into Syria with him. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman appears on the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week to take items from the talkers' charts that are legal or have legal ramifications, and there's probably no better example of that than the debate going on regarding whether to take action in Syria. Can we legally do this? That's been the argument or the debate, I think, Stephen. We touched on this last week, it seems to me, but because Congress is more involved, although it doesn't look like this thing has a chance in you-know-what of being passed or getting through Congress. So if Congress says no and the President says we're going to do it anyway, what are the ramifications on him? What action can be taken by Congress or by people who just don't want this to be done?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because when we spoke last week, it seemed apparent that the president had made the decision and was going to go forward unilaterally through his powers as the commander-in-chief, and something that had been, you know, there had been recent precedents by recent presidents. Then he does this turnaround about asking for congressional approval. But he was quite careful in indicating that he was not going to pin himself down, saying that he would not refrain from acting if he didn't get that approval. So now we're going to – he's really thrown the ball in Congress's court, because no one in Congress had been making an argument before that they needed to declare war, they needed to authorize the strike. They basically were avoiding responsibility. Now, if he goes ahead and indicates that he he will do this despite congressional approval, more or less looking for them for just advice, then they really have an obligation to consider if they indeed think that he needs the authorization and didn't get it, he could be found. I mean, it's a very serious offense and one that could end up in the courts. I mean, the mind boggles. You know, do you have an injunction against the President of the United States? Do you have the immediate Supreme Court involvement? What does this mean for future actions of presidents as commander-in-chief in emergency situations, which this is by definition not? I mean, it is a legal nightmare. And frankly, I think Congress would make noise, and that's all they would do. I don't think that anyone there has the whatever to make a legal issue to challenge what the president's authority is in a military situation.
They don't have the whatever or whatevers.
Yes, right. Neither.
You need two of those.
Not even one.
Ah, that's it. Get rid of those guys. All right, so that's Steve's take on the number one item this week on the countdown, the debate about Syrian action. I wondered, just as an aside, not to belabor this, but we have the judicial branch not being called up. We have executive, we have legislative, and I wondered if that would be the next step for those who are so vehemently opposed to this, and you just said, yeah.
This is something that then could be thrown out as being moot. You know, so much of this could have been dealt with when Colin Powell was the chief of staff. He had the Powell Doctrine, which was followed by the first President Bush in dealing with when you commit military force, and it was an incredibly measured, thoughtful process, and unfortunately, this particular incident would not meet the Powell standard. But there's a guy I wish was back in office.
In a lot of ways, I do too. He had a calm, cool, and collected way about him. The only thing that discredited him was when he jumped on board the Iraq weapons of mass destruction thing.
You know, unfortunately, that was when he was the good soldier and as good a Secretary of State as I think he generally was. I think he was a much better chief of staff of the military and a military leader.
Quickly on this Common Core educational tool that's coming from the feds, a lot of people in private school are saying they are having to follow it because if you don't, you're not going to be able to take these standardized tests.
It's a tremendous mess because it's also a basic question about is this something that the federal government really has the authority to do? And they do it the way they do so many things, from even like drinking age to child support guidelines. They tie it to funding. If you don't follow what we decide, then you don't get funding. And
right.
So this is the way that the federal government acts in things that really are beyond the purview. That being said, education is something that I do think we probably should have some national standards on this, but once you have these national standards, then you've got the issues of, well, what about the states who are right there as the soldiers in the field? How can they adapt, and how do you make these rules for everybody when really you need so many different levels of education?
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the legal authority that we turn to when we need ideas and discussion points regarding the things that are on the Talk Radio Countdown show, he's got them. Thanks, Steve.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler and produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.